I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
These things happen.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm going to need you to walk back something that you said yesterday.
I'll decide.
Yesterday, you had a, not quite a rant, but oh my goodness, did you really come down Michelle Obama's road?
That's my girl, man.
It's not. It's not anymore, clearly. And
she means more to me than she does to you.
Do you know, you might want to apologize to her. Did you see who ESPN has just hired?
No, I didn't.
Okay. ESPN has just had a big hire, and her name is Katie Feeney.
Okay.
Okay.
Katie Feeney.
Okay. She's 22 years old. That's fine. Just graduated. Graduated from Penn State University.
All right, Nittany Lions.
And she's just been hired by ESPN to be their lifestyle content creator.
Wow.
And of course, Katie Feeney, as you probably know, Goo, has approximately 15 million followers on social media.
Jesus.
So she will be talking and writing about fashion and culture and lifestyle. Of course, she also made a big splash on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm trying to do more TikToks.
Yeah. Well, maybe you get hired by ESPN.
What does this have to do with my girl?
What it has to do with is this is the direction that we're going in. This woman was hired ostensibly because she's got 15 million social media followers.
Well, sorry,
I know
we're the same color, but now, I feel like you need to be telling Michelle Obama this. What has this got to do with Michelle? My girl, and I hold her to a super duper standard, and I love what she represents. I was just shocked that she got in the mess yesterday.
This is what we're seeing is the Real Housewives of Atlanta manifesting itself in sports. And clearly, ESPN wants to hire somebody who can, you know, weigh in on what Angel Reese is walking into the arena dressed in, or what Russell Westbrook is coming into the Chase Center wearing. And the bottom line is that, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I think you know where I stand. And so she's just very ahead of the curve with this. Michelle was. And it's kind of funny that a couple days after she says something like that, we've got a we've got a new lifestyle and content.
So creator. You went there, and I'm gonna just do
I
it.
I did go there.
Yeah, and the boss can talk to me after, but I got to tell you and Evan something.
Mm.
So Sunday, early Sunday morning, I'm sitting in bed just watching the Idiot Box, and I hear my wife yell in the kitchen outside yonder. A young woman, a neighbor was walking their dog.
Okay.
And I didn't know the neighbor was walking the dog, but Mia's looking clearly out the window. So the dog squatted as if it were going to do number two. It didn't. And the neighbor, the lady, Karen, had the bag.
Sure.
But Mia noticed that Karen was not looking at the dog squatting. So Mia, from the kitchen, I'm thinking all hell done broke loose. Because Mia, to me, she's light. You know, she's not confrontational. So I hear Mia say, "You're not looking." And I'm like, what's going on? So I get up, half dressed. Mia then went from the kitchen outside to confront the lady about. And the lady goes, "I have a bag. He didn't use the bathroom." So I'm hearing all this. And I'm like, oh, God, where are we going? So I'm running out. And I'm like, I've never heard Mia confront or try to chastise a neighbor about. So the lady had the bag and was barking back to Mia, "He didn't use the bathroom." And Mia's point was, you weren't looking to see if he used the bathroom. So Mia goes down to the grass where the dog was at, no poop. So the neighbor was right in regard to little doggy didn't do anything. I have my bag, and Mia's premise, tying it all up, was I saw you not looking, so you didn't know what he did, and I'm coming out here to see if he did it. And when it was all said and done, I did what I said to Michelle, to Mia. I've never seen that side of you, and I think you were wrong. And she goes, what do you mean I was wrong? You didn't have to go loud and get ghetto like that, because that's what I thought it was. It could have jumped off, and that's what Michelle did to me when she just chastised Stephen A. in first take. It wasn't wrong. You probably were right, but you're Michelle Obama to me. You're above that, and that's what I told Mia. You didn't have to take it that far. And, of course, she let me have it. But anyway, Stoney, Evan, your thoughts, just, I couldn't believe, I said no, I wanted, the other neighbors came out, I was embarrassed, he, talk to me.
What do you think, Stoney?
Oh boy.
We could have me call in, I was embarrassed.
I was wondering when he would get around to any analogy with Michelle Obama, and he did well, he brought it full circle at the end. I find it hard to believe that the woman with the dog's name was actually Karen.
Stoney,
that's a pseudonym.
That was her name. Okay, now I see.
Is that a real name?
That was a real name. It wasn't a Karen. I got you.
Okay.
But get to the crux of it. I was just shocked that she was that aggressive. I hadn't seen it, Stoney.
You don't like,
and the neighbor
you don't
was
like
right.
Strong women, do you?
No, the neighbor was right. The dog didn't poop.
Okay, let's
Forget
take it a step further.
She didn't look. She saw.
Let's take it a step further.
Oh, my phone. I hope it ain't her. But go ahead.
Why is it okay for a dog to pee in a yard? It kills the grass.
Well, you can't get that back. Yeah, you can't get that back. But this was about number two. And that's what Michelle did to
and
me.
That's what life's about. Yeah,
dude. You really didn't talk. Who was in the wrong? That's a tough one. I think Mia was in the wrong, Evan.
Well, I think you guys are 0-for-1 today when it comes to who's in the wrong. So I'm not really sure which way.
I mean, the other thing is, look, I have a dog, and you can be as conscientious as the most conscientious dog owner in history, and you go to clean it up, and you're still not going to get 100% of it.
Then she told us, Bill, you need a fence. That was her last parting gift to us. You need a fence if you're worried about it. I said, whoa. Stoney got out of hand, man. And I whispered I told her, quiet, I think you were wrong. Because the dog didn't poop. You were ultra aggressive. The dog didn't.
Just grab one of these signs from the company restroom and put it on the grass.
That's what I'll do, E.
Never go full Jeff saying Mia was in the wrong, but so was Stoney. Why do you have no problem telling Mia was in the wrong, but not Stoney?
He didn't do anything.
The
chicken wasn't labeled.
Exactly.
How were you supposed to know?
I'm
Evan, you have roommates. I'm being real. I had roommates. Do you label stuff, Evan?
Well, now I'm thinking actually about dog etiquette, because, you know, you walk the dog quite a bit, and you can't really control where.
Yeah. And she had a bag.
Little Tito's going to go.
She had the bag.
She had the bag, but sometimes owners do miss a little bit. And maybe dogs are quick on the draw. You never can tell.
Yeah. Tobias on the chat, Evan, Mia was wrong. I told her as much. I said, hey, look, I let some time go. Have a seat. I think you were in the wrong.
And then you left for work?
No, this was a weekend.
Okay.
I got Taco Bell for dinner, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right,
any chicken?
Mia didn't cook.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know. So
do you want to apologize to Michelle Obama or not?
No, I don't. That's her prerogative, Evan and Stoney. I was shocked at how she delivered the message.
Hey, what about this? It wasn't even a message. It was just an observation. That's all she did. She made an observation.
But if I
that
come
was
in
money
here
in the bank.
And I'm at the cafeteria, that's Stoney and Evan. Their show sounds like Perry Mason. Oh my gosh, that's just that's a dig. That's all.
Yeah,
that's still my girl.
All right. Back to the Niners.
Yeah.
And Juwan Jennings and what his situation is.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Like, I just want you to say, Goo, it might qualify or constitute as a distraction or drama.
I didn't say it.
No, you did. You did last one. You did back that up last segment. But then what is it?
What is what?
What do you call what's going on? Jennings Gate. Is he hurt or is he holding out?
It's business. It's happened every year with the Niners. It's happening all over the league right now. What Hendrickson just went back to the Bengals a couple days ago. McLaurin in Washington, not there.
Well, yeah, he's asking for a trade, so he's standing on that.
Exactly. So I just think that
Micah too.
This is like this to me is nothing more than business as usual. And you know, like here's the other thing. I'm sure that Juwan Jennings is doing this at least in part because the 49ers wide receiver situation is a nightmare right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that would lead me, if he truly, like, I would almost, if I'm Colin John, want nothing to be wrong with the calf, and this is just money related, so this can be something that follows him, the injury, in regard to the season. So, Steiny, I'm telling you, the Niners situation is so delicate to me. I thought that would be, I'm going tennis, advantage Juwan to get something done.
It might be. I still think it is. Don't you?
Wouldn't you want it done sooner? If you thought this dude's been a model citizen and he's balled out, wouldn't you want it done sooner?
Well, wouldn't you want to have done Ayuk sooner? Wouldn't you want to have done Trent Williams sooner? They were both integral cogs to the 49ers season, and those guys didn't get taken care of early in training camp.
Yeah.
So I just think Jennings sees an opportunity here and he's kind of going to go for it. And I don't know how long it's going to last, but they have a track record now, the 49ers, and it's that players, when they do this, they get paid. They get taken care of if the Niners think they're worth it. And they're going to need Jennings at least the first, I don't know what, three, four games of the year at the very least.
Think?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's listen to more Shanahan. And Brandon Ayuk is hurt, but he's around. How does Kyle Shanahan feel about Brandon Ayuk being there?
I think it's very valuable. I mean, it's so hard on these guys when they're hurt because meetings aren't the most fun. And when you go out there and watch football, all you do is think about how bad it sucks that you're not playing. So that stuff wears on those guys. And they focus on the rehab and so much to get back. But then when you get back, you're a little bit rusty hearing things every day. And it's so good to have BA in the meetings, out on the field, doing all that stuff. So when he is ready to go back, he can leave right where he left off.
Man, I love it. Hopefully he gets back sooner than later.
I mean, that's the least he could do after getting that contract last year.
God, you are deceived, Steiny. That's
seriously
not cool.
What isn't? Is he a leader?
Those jokes. The
that's
dude
not
got
a
paid.
Joke.
He got paid. It worked out, and they chose to pay him.
Right.
Yeah, it got funky, but he got the money. You can save the jokes. That's the least he can do.
It is. It's the least he can do. He's one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league.
And that was a decision.
He didn't earn the money last year. Either when he played or after he got hurt.
Now, that would be unfair, too. Steiny,
so
he got hurt.
The least he can do is support his teammates after he made $30 million a year.
Negative, but if you want to do that, that's a little jab.
It is a little jab, but like this
shout
is
out,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's like, and I'm not even the biggest Kyle Shanahan fan, but it's like, oh, we're so happy. We're so happy that Brandon Ayuk is even out here. Can you believe that? What a gutsy guy. What a gutsy guy. Do you realize that he's gone to meetings? Come on, man.
Nobody's giving him flowers for that. Stop, Steiny. Just giving you some
insight. Very valuable. Like, it's so hard on these guys when they're hurt because meetings aren't the most fun.
No.
And when you go out there and watch football, all you do is think about how bad it sucks that you're not playing. So that stuff wears on those guys. And they focus on the rehab and so much to get back. But then when you get back, you're a little bit rusty hearing things every day. And it's so good to have BA in the meetings, out on the field, doing all that stuff. So when he is ready to go back, he can leave right where he left off.
There you go.
Hey, Goo, did Nahegan congratulate you for coming into work today?
That's different. No. What about if it were after I got 2015, my car accident, and I was in a lot of pain, and he knew it was obvious, he might then say, hey, I know you're hurting. Thanks for coming in. That's different than just, you know, being healthy coming into work. Boy, you something else.
I just expect more from my guys who are making $30 million a year. That's all. I'd like them to not only be good players, but be great teammates. And looks like he is being a great teammate. So good for him.
Juwan Jennings. Okay, let's get nuts.
Now, I got to play this just because it looks like it's going to be funny. I guess Shanahan was asked if he saw Trey Lance play on Thursday night.
I love the reporter. Who asked him that?
I don't know.
We got to get the name.
Here we go.
That's great, Evan. That's what I'm talking about.
Have you watched?
Aaron from Kron Wilson. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if the question's in here or not.
I didn't watch it, but very pleased to see him play well. I'm always pulling for Trey. I love Trey.
There you go. Wasn't the one?
You're talking about the one where he's discussing Ayuk.
Oh, no. We can do that one, too. This is Kyle Shanahan on if he had heard anything,
Aaron,
about Brandon Ayuk wanting to lead the wide receiver meetings. Okay.
He's interested in leading the wide receiver meetings? No, they could be fake, but I did read that on Twitter.
I missed that on Twitter, but I mean, I hope our receiver coach is leading the meetings, and I hope BA is very involved. But I'll check with Twitter.
He had a little Kawhi. I'll say this to whatever. If I ever make a change in my life, I want it to stick better than Twitter to X. Nobody calls it X. They're still calling it on Twitter, Sonny.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like,
not really. You wish it would have.
If I ever make a change, I want it to go over better than Twitter and X. People still refer to it as Twitter. It's X.
Listen, if you change
your... We call the Commanders, not the R word anymore.
Guru, do you think that if... You think that...
Thank you. Look at Carter, man of the people.
If you would ever get another nickname, nobody would call you it. You're always going to be Guru. That's the bottom line.
But if I went to Hayward Courthouse and paid to get it changed, I wouldn't answer to Goo. I would want you to... you know what I mean? The change.
But that would be a very lonely life for you, and I don't think you could handle it.
Please.
You love the attention.
Scotty, I don't, man.
Yeah, I'm just... By the way, we also have a kicking competition going on for the Niners.
Well, I thought Moody won it.
Well. Well. Let me see.
Stop, man.
Yeah, we don't have any...
Moody won it.
Here we go. This is Shanahan. Hey, they got rid of, I was going to say Corey Joseph. Wasn't he the guy who played for the...
We had him on the show.
For the Warriors. This is, Jake Moody. He's your man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
More just the roster numbers. I would have loved to keep him longer, allow them to play that out longer. But we had 13 guys out of practice today. We got 5 guys on PUP. It's just too many people to have that luxury. You know, it's awesome to have 2 kickers, allow them to battle. But they're not guys who really take reps. We need more people to take reps for us.
All right, so in other words, he didn't really win the competition. They just kind of stopped it in the second quarter.
If I drafted my kicker where they drafted Moody, he got a lot. We still got some shelf life, Donnie, before I jettisoned him. I'm sorry.
If I had to make a bet right now, I would not bet on Moody being the kicker the entire season.
I'll take that right now because we're lacking in the bet areas. Now, it's been a while since I won the last one. Let's do that.
Oh, I know. It's been a long time since you've won the last one.
Carter, don't laugh.
Long time, CC.
No, I'm laughing because why is he doing that
to you,
man?
Yeah, because he lost the last bet is what I'm saying, and we don't have anything on the books. Let's do it. Yeah. Moody will be the kicker the whole season.
All right.
That's easy. Willer recall that.
Oh, really? That's easy.
Yeah. We'll see what Dibs thinks when he comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write it down so that I don't.
So you think he's destined to get replaced?
I just think there's going to be too much pressure. Too much pressure on him. He misses a kick in the first five games that's inside 45.
It's like Kuminga. Stoney, if they've rolled with him this far, I think it's going to be a lot that he has to do to lose his job during in season.
I don't think it's hard to lose it in season at all. He misses 2-3 kicks in a row, night.
But do you know how hard it is to go find a guy? I was working over here doing this or that. I was working at the gym or teaching kids to come off the street and be ready. Moody would have to be, it had to be multiple kicks, Donnie.
Exactly. Like, which if he has the exact kind of years last year, he will not be the kicker. Mm. And that's even the injury aside from
last hopefully
year.
They won't need him because this red zone offense will be prolific.
They're going to need a kicker at some point.
I got you.
Niner fans, what would you, Carter?
I'm with you as far as I think he's doomed before he even started here just because he has no room for failure at all, and no kicker can succeed with no room for failure. It's not realistic.
But Carter, what if I told you he obviously does have room for failure because he's still – yeah, they put him through the you know – the mental grinder with this quote-unquote kickoff. But the fact that he's lasted this long, I feel like...
He might have room for failure with Kyle Shanahan, but he has no room for failure with the fan base.
Oh, no, that's two different
and
things. I'm mad at you.
A kicker
now
needs to have his mentals right. I think it's hard to keep your mentals right when the fan base is against you.
Yeah.
And you're going to disagree with me, but I think kickers aren't hard to find.
You think so?
Just bring a guy in.
Then why'd he waste a pick on a kicker?
I don't know. Why did the... Raiders draft Russell Erksleben.
Look at your kicker, Goo.
Janikowski. Yeah, he's...
Aubrey.
Yeah, no, he's
actually
pretty damn
wasn't
good.
The Raiders. Somebody else drafted Russell Erksleben. Remember, he was a field goal kicker and punter. I want to say Texas, circa 1976.
Field goal kicker and punter? Damn.
Russell Erksleben.
Now, I remember my favorite quarterback outside of Warren Moon is... He was a punter and quarterback. Arizona State he played. College.
Jake Plummer.
This is when it hurts. Danny White.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember I brought up that Monday night game? You remember? They were losing to Washington by like 30. And they came back.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember.
When you find a partner, you're married. Hopefully you're tighter than Stoney and I, Carter. I was going to say, when he finds a partner, hopefully his partner remembers.
Carter's married.
And that's what I said. Right. We're married.
Well, not technically. Depending on how I'm feeling on a particular day.
I don't even know what to say here.
But, yeah, Danny White. No, Russell Erksleben. Did you look him up? What's it say?
It actually brings up a picture of Mike Ditka immediately. Not even him.
No way.
I swear.
Russell, is he real, Stoney?
Yes, he's
Russell
real.
Russell,
yes, he's real.
I wasn't even around in 76.
It says he's a performer, professional football player, and investor.
Well, he did make some good investments.
Oh, I've never heard it. Like Ray Guy. Okay, I heard of him, Stoney. My man, Randall Cunningham used to punt.
Highly decorated college kicker for the University of Texas. Erksleben was a three-time All-American punter.
We should get
and
him
set the record also for the longest successful field goal in NCAA history. 67 yards.
Man.
See, like, where do you... You know what? I'm sick of you guys out there taking me for granted and my knowledge.
Investor.
Seriously.
They just didn't have his picture. That's
seriously.
All. Oh, nobody was questioning that.
Who wakes up in the morning... Okay, and then I give him a little Russell Erksleben fix. I mean,
we got to find
him. Am I the best or am I the best?
We need to get him on.
Well, apparently, he's making some money right now. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get more into this training camp sound from Kyle Shanahan. The San Francisco 49ers, they have their first exhibition game this weekend against the Broncos. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, which means it's here for good.